What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dunder Mifflin Scranton. Scruffy City Sports. It is March the 24th as I'm recording this. Basketball Vols are doing great things. The baseball Vols are winning series, and that's all that counts in my heart, I guess. But you have tuned in for another episode. Thank you very much for hitting the play button and hanging around. If you could just hang around for the next, 10-ish, 20 seconds, that counts as a play in my book, and that's always great if you hang around for about 45 seconds or so. That is absolutely splendid. But you didn't come here to hear me ramble, or you did. I really don't know. Don't really care. But we're going to talk about Tennessee basketball. Two games down in the NC2A tournament. We're Sweet 16 bound. That's fantastic. I have said that all along, that I just want this team to make the Sweet 16. Now that they've got there, we need to win another game, make it to the Elite Eight, farthest the program has ever been, which to me, if you're not a UT, the real UT, the University of Tennessee, which was founded hundreds of years before University of Texas, T-Haas, we all know that. We all know the story. We all know how Davy Crockett and his mighty band of men went down there to try and save the Alamo. We all know the story. I've said it on here enough times. They have that hideous-looking burnt orange. It's not the real orange. I'm just not even going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, basketball team has won two games. They've looked pretty good. I will say the Texas game, I was losing fingernails and hair. It was a typical Tennessee win. I think they're the first team ever in the history of the NC2A tournament to win with only shooting like 12% from behind the arc. I think they made two threes, I think, if my math is correct. We looked really bad down the stretch. But, hey, sometimes you got to be lucky. Sometimes it's not all about the stats. Advance, survive in advance, my friends. That's what we're doing. We won. That's all that matters. Reset, have a couple days off. Then we play Friday on a TBD, determined the time to play Creighton. I don't know how you pronounce it. I've heard it both ways on television. I'm going to go with Creighton, even though Creighton probably sounds better. Creighton. We're going to play them. I am terrified of this matchup. They've looked really good. It's going to be a struggle to get out of the Sweet 16 next Friday, but I think we can do it. We get out, we win, then we win on Sunday, and we're in the Final Four for the first time in program history, which is shocking to me. It's shocking if you're not a Tennessee fan to know that we have only made it to the Elite Eight in the men's program. The women obviously have won it all several times under the great Pat Summitt. However, the men have not got to the promised land. And I'm going to say it right now, probably not controversial, but this team, if they don't make a run this year, I don't know when they will. We don't have a Dalton Connect next year. We will have ZZ back. We are losing several guys. Triple J, Josiah Jordan James is gone. Vescovi, however you say his name these days. Santi is gone next year. Dalton Connect is gone. Those are three pivotal pieces of the puzzle for Tennessee basketball over there. I've heard rumors that people are trying to persuade Jonas Adu, which sometimes shows up as an A-don't for games. He was an A-don't last night, but Awaka Flocka was there and helped us out. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we could hopefully get lucky and find another transfer portal genie in a bottle like we did with Dalton Connect this year. But I'm really hanging all my eggs in that one basket. Everything is riding on this team this year for Norm. If we do not win this year, I don't know. I'm not going to blame it on Rick Barnes. It is what it is. I saw a stat today that he now is tied with Bruce Pearl as far as NCAA wins and losses go at Tennessee. So don't tell your friends. Don't start blaming on Rick. I understand that over his entire tenure, he is like 29 and 27 as far as NCAA tournament games go. But he's our coach. I stand behind him. He has said some strong things in the media the last several weeks about wanting to play on that final Monday night. He never does things like that. And then after the game against St. Pete, he said that he was a Vol for life and loved it here. I've never heard Rick Barnes speak with such emotion. I've heard him speak several times at my place of employment. He has come in and shared. Once you get to know him, and I wouldn't say I know him very well, but he is a different person when he's not behind a microphone in front of an audience or coaching. He's real down to earth, great storyteller. If you've not got the chance to hear him speak, I would seek it out. Go seek it out because he does tell a beautiful story and he paints a beautiful picture when he does it. A lot of people just don't get to see that side of Rick Barnes. A lot of people remember the Rick Barnes that said he was ready to hightail it out of here and go to UCLA if they would have bought his contract out, blah, blah, blah. I've moved on from that. I've moved on. Basketball is a short season. The man will consistently win us 20-plus games a year here, and I'm happy with that. I am happy that we made it out of the first weekend of the playoffs. That's what I expect, is to make it to the Sweet 16. Every year we've done that. Now we're playing with house money, even though I would like to continue it on. I do not want it to end just yet. I really don't. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to be upset one way or the other. I'll say that much. But basketball is Friday night. TBD on the time still. Do not know that as of yet. I would imagine after the games today that will break down and we will find a slot. But the boys are heading up to Detroit. Going to hang out with Old Rabbit and 8 Mile. And, you know, we'll see where the wind takes us as far as that goes. What is a good, was it Lose Yourself? That's probably the main song from that, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it is from 8 Mile. Anyway, they're going to Detroit. That's what they'll be playing next, if you didn't catch my subtle reference there. Let's do some, what are we going to do? Cue music. Do some cue music, and then we will come back and talk a little baseball from the week, and that will really be probably, then I don't know where we'll go after that. Somewhere, I don't know where, but we'll do something.
It's a full moon.
And that is part of our What's Norm Listening To? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. He's loving it. That was my jingle for What's Norm Listening To, not McDonald's. Was not. It was from WickDonald's. But if you do not know, I'm a big Shane Smith and the Saints fan. Where have I heard Shane Smith and the Saints? Well, if you watch Yellowstone, you've probably heard Taylor Sheridan talk about Shane Smith and the Saints. In one of the episodes, he was like, they're the greatest country music man of all time, Shane Smith and the Saints. And so I was like, who's Shane Smith and the Saints? So then this is probably their most popular song, All I See Is You. Just give it a second here.
The storm's running through the Midwest like a bandit out on the loose. And all the clouds are black as nightfall, but all I see is you.
Yay!
And rain's pouring through the...
Anyway, they have a new album called Norther. I don't know. It's funny. But anyway, my personal favorite song off of that track is called Adeline. It's fantastic. If you've not heard it, we'll just listen to it for a second.
It's a full moon, it's shining like the truth, and I'm gonna see it through somehow. It don't feel right.
It don't.
I was born with good intentions, and I'm begging for your wisdom right now. Had a lie, should have been fine by now.
Anyway, it is fantastic. The whole album is fantastic. It's a quick listen. Most of their songs are not very long. You're looking at like 13-ish songs, and it's going to set you back about 52 minutes of your life. If you're looking for something to listen to, Shane Smith and the Saints, Norther is what we got going on there. Should we continue on Norm's deep dive of what we're listening to? What have I named a playlist by you? Yes, March Eardrums is what I've named it. It's got some of the stuff from last week that we talked about, and then some new bangers.
You're a rich girl.
Rich Girl
by Hall & Oates. You can rely on the old man's money.
And this is Hummingbird from Shane Smith and the Saints, same album. I don't know. don't know if that's your jam or not. This is an old classic from about 20 years ago. Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol. Everybody should know this song.
Everything on our own.
What else we got? Are y'all fans of Rainbow Kitten Surprise? They recently came out with a new single, but I'm a fan of their older stuff from like 2013. This is called Devil Like Me.
My heart and soul will never mind on what you cared out for, what you cared out for. We die alone, we'll all die young. What you cared out for, what you cared out for.
And then we've got Cocaine Jesus.
Listen, and it isn't when you're talking for your namesake. Jesus, Mary Magdalene, you are. Are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill. You're falling down the hill, jacking everybody lap.
Don't you pray, don't you pray. To a cocaine Jesus in a black four-seater. Got a man, don't need him, but you wait, wait, wait.
Call me what you want. Or just call me when you need it. If you only ever need it for a day.
Anyway. Let's do one more, then let's move on, because I'm kind of getting bored with this, and I'm sure everybody else is. This is Pink Motel by the Glorious Sons. This is, a while ago, I was enamored with this song, probably maybe a year or two ago, and I would just sing it until my heart's content. It is a beautiful song.
All this money's just paper, baby. All these bills are just the same. In the end, the only reason for this house is to keep dry from the rain. When all your problems are self-made, what you got to worry about? Dry your eyes, we've been spoiled rotten. It ain't hard to figure out. But I got a key to a pink motel. Let's get away from the speed. Let's get away from the sound. Baby, we can leave right now.
Anyway, so the baseball team, they went 3-1 this week. I do believe that is correct. Let's see. They had a midweeker against Xavier. They won that game 10-2. Then they run rolled Ole Miss Friday night 15-3. Then they lost Saturday 5-8 in a top of the ninth inning implosion. That game was just fantastic, back and forth. And then they run ruled again tonight, Sunday, 15-4 in seven innings. Lots to say about the baseball team, it's probably going to get very repetitive. They look great midweek. They looked great again two Friday nights in a row. But when adversity hits us in the mouth, when we get that gut punch and we get a little dazed and we take a couple of step backs like we're UFC and the guy's going to come pounce on us, our body language, our everything is just horrendous. I don't understand it. This is two weekends in a row where we've seen this happen. Now, I'm glad we gutted it out and we fought back today. We looked fantastic. Looked like world beaters in two out of the three games this weekend. However, now we're just even. We are 3-3 in SEC play, which is fine. 500 is fine. But one of these weekends, we're going to have to sweep one of these weekends. I understand good teams just need to win the series. But at some point in time, we need to win three SEC games. We need to get out of this 500 stuff, and we need to get this little cushion. Could that be next weekend against Georgia? I'm not sure. I don't think Georgia is ranked as of right now, unless they had a hot streak this weekend. And I did not keep up with Georgia baseball, so I can't tell you. But next week, we've got Tennessee Tech from the old Cookeville right down the road is coming Tuesday night. It is a 6 o'clock first pitch. And then we've got a three-game set with Georgia. And they are not on my mind currently, but they will be this weekend. That is a 6:30 first pitch, a 5 o'clock first pitch, which is on SEC Network on Saturday, and then a 2 o'clock first pitch on Sunday. Now, speaking of that, Sunday is Easter. TBD on the podcast for next week. May do one, may not do one, may do one before the weekend. We'll just have to see where we're at. I have a rather exciting week going on. If you know me, you might know what's going on. If you know me, you might not know what's going on. But we'll talk about it later or get there or maybe not or just gloss over it. It's what I'm really good at. So that's probably what we'll do. But anyway, we will eventually in the next week or two cover you baseball. We will talk about the NC2A tournament that was. Hopefully the boys are continuing to win. The men's team, the women's team, they won yesterday by like 30-something. I think they are playing again today. I think they played Friday. Did they play Friday? I don't really know. They're playing again. Go Lady Vols basketball program and go softball program. They're doing fantastic things as well. But I don't have time to dabble with things like that. Baseball, anything else I want to talk about? No, we're not going to do stats. I know we are long overdue for a stats-heavy podcast. And if I do one midweek, I will give you all the stats and things like that. Guys are hitting fantastic. Let's just see. Let's take a look here and see if we've got stats from this weekend. I don't think, when I looked a few minutes ago, no, we don't. We don't have the box score. Well, I have the box score, but I don't have the summary, which UT puts out for the media members, which I am not a fan of, but I do know how to scour the internet to find it. So there's that. Let's come back and do, let's do, I know what we'll do, and we'll come right back.
I am a lineman for the county.
Let's talk. All right, what should we talk about? Oh, there is Formula One race today or last night, depending on how you want to look down there. It's down there in Melbourne, Australia. I don't know if that accent was good or not. I used to be able to do an Australian accent really good. Like, good day, mate. How's it going? Long time. She'll be around. I don't practice it well enough to continue with my Australian accent. But maybe I really missed my opportunity there to have called in a correspondent down there in Albert Park. Highlights of that, Max Verstappen's car. He did not finish a race for the first time in like 2.5 years. I hate that for the man. He had a little brake issue, rear suspension issue. Car kind of had an explosion. Looked fantastic. Not the explosion part, that he didn't finish the race and we had some actual racing going on there. That's what we're getting at there. Carlos Sainz, who does not have a seat with Ferrari next year, took the race. My man George Russell got a little brake check and then wrecked because Fernando Alonso. I don't know what's up with that, Fernando. What are we doing? Why are we trying to take out Georgie? Everybody loves George. I love George. Why we got to do it? But that was it. They're currently racing at COTA. My man, Mr. Another One, Denny Hamlin, won last week at Bristol. And he's really got to figure out a better catchphrase. Another One, he's not DJ Khaled. That was rather, I mean, I beat your favorite driver over coming out and getting on the thing and saying Another One. I mean, come on, Denny. I can't be cheering for you if you're going to do silly things like that. So there's that. There's my motorsports talk. The players, Scotty Scheffler came back and won last week. We talked about it. I've never bought a pair of pants quicker in my entire life than when I saw Scotty Scheffler rocking those green Nike golf pants last week. It was immediate buy. It was immediate. I did not walk. I ran to my phone and I ran to Nike.com and I purchased them and I had them midweek. Super excited about that. Let's see what else. TV. Let's do TV. Let's do. Hold on just 2 seconds. Let's talk TV. Big series that a lot of the people I follow on the socials were really excited about. Three Body Problem. You might have heard of the guys that created that show. It'd all be D.B. Weiss and David Hasselhoff. It's not Hasselhoff. I can't think of his name. They were the creators of Game of Thrones. So you'll see a lot of familiar faces if you start watching that on Netflix. I have finished the series because I'm a delinquent like that. And it was okay. It was fine. I felt like about halfway through, I realized that we are setting this up for a second season, so we weren't going to get any kind of resolve or anything happening. So if you want to save, I would say, 7 hours of your life, just go to episode 8 and watch episode 8. It will tell you everything you need to know from the previous season or the previous episodes. But essentially, Norm will hand this to you. We follow the life of this young lady in China, and her dad is murdered because he believes in science. And she goes to a work camp, and then they find out she's really smart, and it's during the height of, like, the Cold War. So we're trying to find intelligent life out on a different planet. She uses the sun to use it as an amplifier to send out a message to all of space and time. She gets a response, and this person's like, I'm warning you right now, do not respond to this, or we're going to come and take over your planet. The lady's like, you know what? Come on. Just come on and take over our planet. And then we find out that it's going to take 400 years for this alien species to get here. And it's just mixed bag of emotions as to what happens from there. There's 300 atomic bombs that go off. It is just, it's a fun ride. I would probably, if we were doing like a, you know, out of five, it's a solid 3.5, which is decent for Netflix. Not fantastic, not terrible. Will keep your interest for, you know, long enough. So I would say there's a reason it's on Netflix and not like HBO or something like that. I mean, Netflix just doesn't wow me when it comes to television and or movies. So it's not where I go. I mean, Stranger Things is probably the anomaly, but it's been so long since Stranger Things was actually out. I don't know if it'll ever come out at this point in time, but that's that. So I think that's the podcast today. I know, short, sweet. Just not a lot going on. You've got baseball and basketball, and one of those sports is going to be over in a week or two, and the other one's going to carry us on through the summer. And I will do my absolute best to cover it for you. So, but that's that. This has been another episode of Scruffy City Sports. Thanks for listening, as always. Thanks for tuning in to Norm's therapy session. I hope you got something out of it. Basketball team won Sweet 16. Baseball team won 3 games, lost 1 to Ole Miss. Took the series, though, so that's fine. We're batting 500 in SEC play, which is fine. We're back to even, all square at this point in time. So, until next week, I will see each. Actually, I don't know if I'll see you next week. I would love to do it. I just don't know if it's going to happen. So, if I don't see you next week, it'll be the week after. But I love each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in as always. And I will catch you on the flippity flop, or I will see you in the future, whichever gets here first. Bye, everyone.